With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He was one of the fiercest critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin and was wasting away in a Russian prison. This morning brings word of the death of Alexei Navalny.
The prison service for the Yamalo-Nenets Autonomous Region posted a statement online saying Mr. Navalny had felt poorly after his walk and afterwards collapsed unconscious. It said medical staff of the penal colony arrived immediately and an ambulance team was called. The emergency doctors declared the prisoner dead. The cause of death is being established.
The BBC's Sasha Schlichter says Navalny was 47 years old. His death comes as Putin stands for re-election. It's a race he most certainly will win. More testimony expected today from Fulton County, Georgia, D.A. Fani Willis, who may be removed from the Trump election interference case over allegations of misconduct.
Trump wants Willis and her team off the case because of a romantic relationship with Nathan Wade, the man she picked to prosecute Trump.
There was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Willis pointed out Trump attorney Ashley Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy.
You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump legal team vowing an appeal should the judge rule against them in Mr. Trump's New York civil fraud trial. A verdict could come today. The former president accused of overstating his wealth for lower insurance premiums and more favorable loan terms denies any wrongdoing. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 34 points, NASDAQ futures 93 points higher. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion is brewing in Arkansas.
And pro-lifers are gearing up. Voters will decide this fall whether or not to adopt an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arkansas Right to Life says, quote, if this ballot measure is adopted, it could make it impossible and illegal to pass any common sense protections for the unborn child or her mother in the future. ARL and other pro-life groups say they will work hard to convince voters to reject the amendment in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that lawmakers illegally blocked Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The decision stems from a 2022 funding bill that included wording attempting to block taxpayer dollars from going to America's largest abortion business. Missouri's Republican majority legislature has tried for years to keep any health care dollars funding from going to Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Georgia's plant Vogtle has begun splitting atoms in the second of its two new nuclear reactors.
It's a key step toward providing carbon-free electricity. Georgia Power says operators reached self-sustaining nuclear fission inside the reactor at Plant Vogtle, southeast of Augusta. That makes the heat that will be used to produce steam and spin turbines to generate electricity. Plant Vogtle's Unit 4 is supposed to start commercial operation sometime before June 30th. Unit 3 began commercial operation last summer. The new reactors are producing Georgia Power and the three other owners more than $31 billion. John Scott reports.
A burning truck's fuel tank exploded while Los Angeles firefighters are trying to battle the blaze. Nine people were injured, including two critically hurt. This happened in L.A.'s Wilmington neighborhood, and that's located roughly 18 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com.